From Tidbits on October 27th, 2008, this is the audio edition of Tablet iPod, rumored on Weak Evidence, written by Adam C. Angst. John Markoff of the New York Times is reporting that a source from a search engine has shared log information showing hits from, quote, an unannounced Apple product with a display somewhere between an iPhone and a MacBook, unquote. By itself, that might not have attracted much attention, but during a rare appearance in Apple's earnings call this week, Steve Jobs commented that Apple didn't, quote, know how to build a sub-$500 computer that is not a piece of junk, end quote, and far more positively, that Apple is watching the nascent market for netbooks, small, inexpensive portable computers used primarily for web and email access. Combine Jobs' comments with the search engine logs, and it's easy to imagine an iPhone or iPod Touch-like device with a larger screen. Just because Apple can't build a sub-$500 computer that's not junk doesn't mean they can't build a sub-$500 device based on the iPhone software. Sounds a lot like the device I suggested in Open Letter to Steve Jobs in support of an iPod reader, doesn't it? However, much as I'd love to see an iPod reader and believe it would be good business for Apple, I'm suspicious of the evidence as given. A quick scan through my Google Analytics shows a wide range of screen resolutions, 393 in the last month, including a few hits from devices that report pixel counts from 0x0, clearly an audio-only web browser, all the way up to 65,536x65,536. Must be a custom screen used on the sly by Bill Gates' Mac-using housekeeper. There are tons of hits from devices reporting resolutions between an iPhone and a MacBook. Our traffic is infinitesimal in comparison with that of a search engine, but I can't see how more data would do anything but further muddy the issue. There are two other things this anonymous search engine could do to glean more information about a particular screen resolution, which I can't do easily. First, they could limit the search to IP number ranges known to belong to Apple, and second, they could examine the user agent string for anomalous resolutions. Although it's conceivable that Apple would allow prototype devices out on the internet from within an Apple-controlled IP range, I can't imagine seeing a user agent string along the lines of unannounced Apple product. So, I have to say that I'm not buying the rumor, much as I would buy the device if it actually existed. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.